A Goat Named Mog by Jill Bodonsky from Amuse's Daydream. Emily Dickinson said, "I know nothing in the world that has as much power as a word. Sometimes I write one, and I look at it until it begins to shine." Now, when Emily said, "Sometimes I write one," I wasn't sure if the word she wrote was actually the word one. So I'm staring at the word one, anyway, to see if I can get it to shine. Or maybe twinkle. Or shimmer, or flash, or flitter, or glitter, or gleam. But one is not shining. I see an eon in the word one, which I owe to a touch of dyslexia. I've been looking for a while now at the word a while. I see no shine in this word either, but as I stare at the word, the letters in a while rearrange and spell out new words. Law and haw, hi, hail and whale. The word whale grabs me, so I ride on a humpback whale for a while. Because one should let go of the real world every once in a while, for daydreaming, for the imagination. Then I write the word imagination, and it rearranges into ignition, animation,
hello,
giant mango, moaning, mint, goat, mog. All these words from the imagination. The word imagination. And from those words, sentences. An animated giant eating mangoes, moaning.
Mangoes.
A goat named Mog eating mint. And those sentences lead into possible stories, poems, paintings. And it all starts at word one. And the creative associations that a daydream invites that make the day itself shine a little brighter. Be kind to yourself. Stay safe. And thanks for listening. For more inspiration, retreats, workshops, check the show notes. The voice of the giant was played by Robin Brisbois. The voice of Mog the goat was played by Barney the goat.
Mangoes.